Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Over the past several years, the residential real estate market has been defined by shortages of affordable housing and rising interest rates. What is the current state of that situation, and what does it signal for South Carolina's overall economic outlook? Amanda Hammett is president of Coldwell Banker Kane. She joins us by phone from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. Amanda, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, tell us a little bit more about your office and what your market is.
The Kane Company has three businesses. Coldwell Banker Kane is the residential sales division. Then we also have KDS Kane, which is our commercial sales division. Under those, we have residential property management and commercial property management. And then we also have Kane Hayes, which is an insurance company. All three of those operate within the upstate of South Carolina.
All right. So now give us your view on the state of the real estate market, in particular where you work, the residential real estate market.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the market has changed a little bit. In my opinion, it's still very strong. We are experiencing what I would say right now is some continued normalization. Inventory is rising, even throughout the state of South Carolina, particularly in the upstate. Right now, when you look at statewide, the inventory is up year over year about 26%, which is a pretty meaningful jump. When you look at the month supply of inventory, that's a shift from about 3 months to 3.8. The traditional definition that we use is, you know, 6 months is considered a balanced market, balance between buyers and sellers. So while inventory is rising some, it is still, I wouldn't say a balanced market. It still favors the seller, but buyers have more negotiation, more leverage than they've had in several years.
And so what price points are getting more inventory now?
That's a great question. So the condo market is shifting some, where across the state, that's actually increased a little bit higher than the average. It's about 31% increase. So that has a 5.1 month supply, where single family homes are at like 3.5. It is price points, but it also is sort of the way people are living right now.
And affordability, talk about that.
Sure. Always everybody's favorite topic. So across the state, you look at affordability, it's at about 91% based on an index of 100. And the 100 is basically anything less than 100 means it's less affordable to the average buyer based on income. So within the state, it's at 91%, whereas in Greenville, it's at 98%. So what that tells us is, you know, Greenville is considered a more affordable place to live than when you look at the state average.
And that might be skewed by the coast, right, where it's very expensive.
Correct. When you look at the state, you know, I mean, and real estate really is hyper-local, right? It's hard to look at those averages across the state because there are so many pockets.
Is the inventory growing a little bit because interest rates seem to have stabilized and maybe come down a hair?
Yes. So I think it's a couple things. One, I think that interest rates play a huge factor. Last year in particular, with interest rates, what we saw, because the Fed was so vocal about the fact that interest rates would come down, there was a constant sort of start and stop. When we were working with buyers, you could feel the pause, you know, sort of in the market, the air come out when the Fed met and when the interest rates would change. And so just the anticipation of what consumers expect to have on the interest rates actually had, in my opinion, a higher impact than what the interest rates really themselves had in terms of impact. But I also think it is impacted too by some residual behaviors of the way the market was and sellers really wanting to push the price and not recognizing that the market has shifted some, where this isn't the market where you can really push the envelope. You have to price smartly and competitively. It doesn't mean that there aren't properties going into multiple offers, but you have to position the property in the right way.
Amanda, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yes, absolutely. It has been my pleasure.
Amanda Hammett is president of Coldwell Banker Kane in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us, of course, wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.